a little high praise. What a good God. What a worthy God. Ah, we thank you. We praise you. Praise God. You want to continue to lift up Sister Marianne Robinson and her situation. She's perhaps had a stroke and she's back home now out of the hospital, but we need to lift her up and remember her. When you're sick, it's good to know the people of God are rallying behind you. You're in trouble, it's good to have a friend that knows how to touch God. Praise God. I'm glad to see Bill and Annette Cummings back in the house. They've been sick in their body, and God's been helping. Praise God. We're so glad to have Brother Walter in the house today. Want him to come. Been with us once before, and we appreciate what God's doing in his life and appreciate the great church that he's out of in Texas. And today I want him to come, and tonight I'm going to ask him to, if he could, give his testimony again, because a lot of our folks missed it last time because he was only with us for a Sunday morning. So he'll be doing that tonight, and you want to make sure that you are here. Something palpable in the Holy Ghost moved in the house on that Sunday morning when he was giving that testimony. And something that you can hear and you can learn, but some things you got to catch them in the moment that they occur. And Brother Walter, we're so glad that you're here. We love you. We appreciate you. We want you to come and take your liberty today.
God bless you. Appreciate you, man. Glad you're here.
Come on, somebody give a hand clap to Jesus in the house. Clap your hands to Jesus. For he alone is worthy. Oh, come on. Doubt for me. I might get a little lifted up in myself. Come on. It's for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, somebody. Really clap your hands. Hallelujah. I count it an honor and a privilege to be back in the house of God amongst brothers and sisters in Christ. It's an honor to be here. I give Pastor Sutton a great big ups. You know, he's a great man of God. I appreciate him for allowing me to grace his pulpit today. He and his wife, his fine church, I honor you today. Give honor to every visitor that it takes to make up this place. Everyone is home folk here. Thank you for coming out to be in the house of the Lord today. Also give honor to my pastor, Bishop White. Talked to him a little while last night. I thank God for an apostolic covering. Hallelujah. I don't know how other to explain it than I feel like I'm plugged into 220. And 110 ain't gonna work today. So the devil's in for a bad morning. So I want to move rather quickly to the word of the Lord. If you have your Bibles with you, would you please turn to the book of 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians, we will, in short order, begin our reading in the 10th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. We're just going to read only the 12th and 13th verse. Again, it's 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verses 12 through 13. Two short verses, but we're going to work it out anyway. If you have it, let everybody in the house of the Lord say amen. The Bible reads here in verse 12, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God," my two words put together, it's favorite, don't get no better than that. "But God. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." My contribution with the help of the Lord to this great church is a simple message of hope. It's a simple message of strength. It's a simple message of faith that will transcend any trial, any tribulation, any test that you may be going through at the moment. I've come here today to preach to the heart of this great congregation of God's good-looking people and tell you whatever it is that you're going through, it doesn't really matter because you can handle it. Why don't you give your neighbor a high five and tell them you can handle it. Tell somebody else you can handle this. Come on, shake your neighbor real good if you can. Shake, try to shake their wig off if you have to and tell them you can handle this. Woo! Now give God a hand clap of praise. Somebody clap your hands unto Jesus. Woo! Oh my God, I know we're in the right house this morning. We're going to have some fun. The devil's in for a bad day. You can be seated in the mattress name of the Lord if you can. But in order for me to bridge the atmosphere that I feel in my spirit today with the content of this text, I've got to first make sure that everybody under the sound of my voice come to the realization that there isn't anything that is too hard for our God. I'll say it again. There ain't nothing that's too hard for our God. I don't know exactly what the devil has been reverberating in your ears. I don't know what he has been lying to you about. But I've come to tell somebody today that our God has all power. He has all power in the palm of his hands. He is the all-seeing God. He is the all-knowing God. He is the everlasting, almighty God of all eternity. The Bible says that in the beginning, God created. And that's as far as I'll go because I don't want to keep y'all here all day here. In the beginning, God created. And that little portion of scripture was more than what any other idol of any other age could ever do. Buddha couldn't do what God just did. It was more than what the Buddha could ever do. Buddha can't even stand on the same platform as our God. Matter of fact, there is no God in Buddha. Any God that I can pick up, any God that I can take by my hand and place in a cabinet somewhere, or in a closet somewhere, or put on a shelf. It's not a God at all. Well, y'all ain't gonna say much to me today. But that little portion of scripture was more than what Hare Krishna could do. That little portion of scripture was more than what Muhammad could do. That little portion of scripture was more than Brahma, more than Ganesha, more than the Tao, more than Vishnu or any other God of any other age could ever do. I've come to here to tell somebody tonight that I'm glad to know that there is but one God and I know him by name. God help me here. I'm glad today to know him because I could have been left. Y'all please sit down. You're acting apostolic. We'll be giving about two more minutes. I may be all by here by myself here today, but do anybody other than me often wonder and think about how you could be one of those deceived people out there who knock on doors 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings with a watchtower in their hand? Do you ever stop and wonder and think about how you could be one of those people who believe that Jesus was the archangel Michael who was elevated to the sonship of God? Do you ever stop and think and wonder about how you could be one of those sitting in the kingdom hall somewhere believing that there are only 144,000 going to heaven? I've got to tell somebody today that I'm glad for the revelation of the mystery of who he is. God, I'm so glad today that God chose to reveal himself to me. I'm glad that I don't have to bow down before a six-armed blue goddess who has a ruby in the middle of her forehead named Vishnu. I'm exceeding glad today because I don't have to try to remember the over 1,000 gods in Hinduism. I'm so glad today to know that the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4 that before the foundation of the world, we were chosen in him to be holy and without blame. That leads me to understand today that God knew the
choice that I would make. He knew the decision that I would make when I heard the gospel. It lets me know that God already knew that some, when somebody told me, except you believe that I am he, you shall likewise die in your sins. God already knew the decision I was going to make. God already knew the decision I was going to make. When somebody told me that the only way to receive God as my Lord and personal Savior is to die out to sin, repent of your sins, and be baptized not in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but in the name that is above every name. They told me you got to go down in Jesus' name in order for your sins to be remitted and washed away. I'm glad God knew the choice that I would make when I heard this gospel. So I'm simply here to tell somebody that the God that we serve, he has more power than any other God. The Bible says that he is, I feel like preaching now, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords, and beside him there is no Savior. I wish somebody that had somebody that believed that today. I wish I had at least three people that would touch your neighbor and say he's God all by himself. He don't need no help from nobody. He can do what needs to be done right now and don't have to counsel anybody to get done what he needs to get done in your life. I wish I heard somebody that believe that God is able to do what you need. I wish I had somebody that believed that the God that you and I serve has all the power that needed to deliver you out of anything. I know that you may be neck deep in a situation that has caused you to feel the weight of this world resting on your shoulders. You may have come up into new life today and you don't feel like dancing. You don't feel like shouting. You may have come up in here today and it's hard to lift up your hands because you can't let go of whatever it is that's bothering you. You may have come up in here today and it's hard to give God the praise with the fruit of your lips because you still have the bitter taste of the trial still resting on your tongue. You may have come up in here today and it's hard for you to give God a dance because you feel the chains of the present tribulation challenging your trust in God. I've come to tell somebody the devil is a liar. The devil is. The devil is a liar. That devil done made a mistake. He done gave you one more opportunity to walk into the house where God is. If the devil could have killed you, he'd have killed you before you made it through those back doors. But you're here today. The devil should have wiped you out, but yet you're here. The devil should have never let you make it to the house, but yet you're here. And since you're here, you might as well give God some praise. Yes, I know that it may be rough, and I know you may be going through a test. I know you may be having something challenging you right now. But I know that I know a God who's well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ever ask or even think, according to the power that works in you. You don't know how powerful you is. The simple fact that you're here lets me know that you're powerful. The simple fact that you made it lets me know that the devil couldn't wipe you out. You got power. Yes, I've stopped by here today to simply tell somebody, you can handle it. Give your neighbor a high five. Tell him you can handle this, baby. If this would have wiped you out, you wouldn't be here today. Tell somebody else, you can handle it. You can handle this. Ah, yes. Why don't you tell somebody else, you're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. Look somebody in the eye and tell them you're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Oh God, you can handle that. My God, Pastor Sutton, I think I may preach for a little while here today. Because I feel like I'm at home. Y'all excuse me. Can I preach it like I feel it here? Can I talk to you for just a little while about the awesome God that keeps the pressures of this life from being too great on me? Can I tell you who he is? His name is Jesus. And the Bible says that God has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Somebody asks, why in the world did he say of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth? Why? Because he kicked the devil out of heaven. That's the things in heaven. Why? Because he came to earth and kicked the devil in, kicked the devil around here on earth and beat him with the word. And then he went into the belly of hell and took the keys from the enemy and kicked the devil in hell. So he's the King of Kings of heaven. He's the King of Kings on earth. And he's the King of Kings under the earth. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. And it is because of his birth. It's because of his life. It's because of his death, burial, and resurrection. And I'm able to stand before all of you today and proclaim to you that neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I can't help but to stop and tell somebody that the only reason why I'm still standing today, it's because of the blood of Jesus. It's because of the blood. I know it wasn't because of my good looks. Thank you for thinking it. I know it wasn't because of my good work, because I didn't have many. But it was because of the blood of Jesus. Yes, I've been hurt. Yes, I've been knocked down. Yes, I've experienced a tremendous amount of pain and pressure that I thought would destroy me. And I thought at the time was unbearable. I've been bruised and I've been damaged. But I thank God today that his blood covering didn't allow me to be destroyed. I'm still here and I still have my praise. Yes, I realize it wasn't because of my righteousness, because my righteousness is like filthy rags in his sight. But it's because of the blood that Jesus shed for me that I'm able to be here today. It was his blood that healed my sin sick soul. It was his blood that saved me from myself. It was his blood that delivered me from the hands of mine enemy. It was his blood that set me free. I wonder if I have anybody today that can testify with me that it's only because of the blood of Jesus that you are what you are today. It's the blood of Jesus that made you exactly who you are today. Pastor Sutton, I love the old timers. I'll take an old timer any day over some of this young generation stuff. But the old timers back then, they used to say, I'm going through. I don't care what the rest of the world decides to do. I made up in my mind, I ain't gonna turn around. because I'm walking with Jesus, and I've got to go through. The old timers had the things they used to say that us young generation need to grab a hold to. The young timer, old timers used to say, for what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. Tell somebody else you can handle it. You just got to keep on walking with Jesus. You got to allow his blood to rest rule in the body of your life. I feel like preaching in here today. That is why, my brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul thought that it was necessary for him to follow that statement with this. He declared that there have no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God. I can shout about that right there. But God is faithful. Yes. And he will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. He won't let you fall under the pressure. He ain't gonna put more on you than you'll be able to bear. You may think it's rough right now, but God, you may think it's hard right now, but God, you may not see a light at the end of the tunnel, but God, you may think there's no end in sight, but God, you may think you can't handle it, but God, you may think it's over, but God, you may think that you failed for the last time, but God is faithful. He's faithful, and he will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with, because sometimes the temptation ain't gonna go nowhere, but he will with the temptation, because sometimes the trial gonna last longer than you want it to, but he will with the temptation. Sometimes the storm gonna linger around for a while, but he will with the temptation make a way for you and I to escape every time. That we will be able to bear it. What Paul was saying here is that there isn't a storm, there isn't a trial, there isn't a test, there is not a temptation that you're going through right now that somebody else has not already walked down that road. You may think you're the Lone Ranger, you may think you're the only one that's going through the battle, but trust me, somebody else done been where you are. Somebody else done weathered the storm. Somebody else done stood the test of time. Somebody else stood in the midst of the trial and came out on the other side. Give your neighbor a high five and tell him you can handle it. I've come by here to tell somebody that is the reason why we can't have something kind of like apostolic church. We can't have this phony stuff, make-believe stuff. It got to be the real deal. Tell somebody, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. You can keep that fake stuff. You can have that dead church. You can have that stagnated stuff. But what we need in this day, and for the church to be a real apostolic, a real apostolic church, a real church that's not bending, a real church that's not conforming, a real church that's not transforming into what the world says a good church is, and the world's church, they don't act like this. In the world's church, they don't feel what we feel right now. In the world's church, they don't experience what we... We've got to be real. We got to be a real apostolic church, because apostolic churches are supposed to be different. They're supposed to be different. They're not supposed to feel like everything else. God help me here. This is the reason why we're not supposed to look like, we're not supposed to act like, we're not supposed to talk like, dress like, be like, live like, respond like the world. That's the reason why holiness is important in the kingdom. That's the reason why separation is priceless, because you can't walk like, talk like, live like, dress like, act like, respond like the world, and then expect to escape the world. It'll never happen. God in his divine wisdom placed the bride, which is the church, in the world to be a way of escape for all of his people. That's why I can't lay out of church. I can't miss midweek service. I can't stay at home during revival. I don't know about you. I've got too many devils to fight than to stay at home. I've got too many haters to contend with than to stay at home. I got too many fraudulent folk in my face than to stay at home. I got too many liars trying to destroy me than to stay at home. I got too many fake phony frenemies on my trail than to stay at home. I need the church. I need the church. Thank God for the church. I feel like preaching up in here today. It's been a couple of weeks since I preached, so I got to blow the carburetor out. I know they got in fuel injectors nowadays, but I'm old school. I got to blow the carburetor out today. I feel like preaching in here. Can I preach for about 5 more minutes? I don't know about you, but I can only speak for myself when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. When I stop and think about where he done brought me from, when I stop and think about how good he's been to me. When I stop and think of where he brought me from, when I stop and think that when I came to the church, I had marijuana in one pocket, I had a few rocks in another, I had a 9mm on my back, I have a 38 special in my shoes, Timberlands, I had a 45 on my hip. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God for what he's brought me from. I look like there may be a few people in here that can remember where God has brought you from. That looks like there's a few people that can remember the ditch he drug you out of. It looks like a few people can remember what God brought you out of, and can tell your neighbor, you can handle this. You can handle this. You can handle this. today. I got a few witnesses in here that can look at where you were and see where you are right now and know that it was God that kept you. It was God that blessed you. It was God that delivered you. It was God that set you free. So you could be a living testimony today, and you can tell somebody that's going through something right now that when you come into the house of God, you don't need cocaine, you don't need marijuana, you don't need Budweiser, you don't need old English 800 throwback, you don't need MD 2020, you don't need a Budweiser, Miller Lite, Corona, or anything else to express your soul. Lord, help me up in here. I'm about to preach myself today. When I come to the house of God, I don't need a joint. I don't need a blunt. I don't need a needle. I don't... When I come into the house of God, when I want to escape the pressures, I don't have to run to any of those things. I can run right to the house of God because I've got a refuge in the house of God where if I'm mad, I can scream it out. If I'm joyful, I can shout it out. If I'm hurting, I can cry till the tear ducts swell up and tears stop flowing. If I'm depressed, I can pray till my burden has been lifted. Oh God, because when I leave God's house, I want to leave here empty of depression and full of joy. Because when I leave here, I'm going to leave victorious. This is a victorious house. When you come up in here, if you get with the program, you'll leave here full of power. I've got to tell somebody, why don't you touch your neighbor and tell them, you need to let it out. You need to let it out. Ain't no sense in coming into God's house and sitting like a bump on a log. Ain't no sense in coming into God's house like you got Velcro on your behind. You can't get up for nothing. Ain't no sense in coming into God's house and sitting in a chosen frozen section while nothing ever goes on. Make your way down to the front and give God a praise. This is the place to shout unto God. This is the place where you get the strength for tomorrow's battle. What we need in this day and hour is for real folk like you and I to know how to worship the only one true and living God. I'm talking about real true worshipers. Tell your neighbor, I ain't talking about entertainment tonight. Tell your neighbor, I ain't talking about those ones. They want to come and just watch the show. They want to come and just watch you do your dance. They want to come and watch you do your two-step. They want to come and watch you do your jitterbug. They want to watch you do your leap and dance and run. But sit back there and do nothing. But I'm talking about true worshipers. Yes, I'm not talking about entertainers. If I wanted to be entertained, I'd go to a concert somewhere. I know Fred Hammond personally. I know John P. Key personally. I know Kirk Franklin personally. I have their numbers on my phone. And if I want to be entertained, I'd just call them up and say, hey, I need a ticket. I don't want to be entertained when I come to church. I come to entertain him. So I wonder today if I have anybody that's a true worshiper. If you're a true worshiper, why don't you give God a shout of praise for allowing you to be able to handle it. Handle it. Handle it. You can handle it. Grab you a neighbor. Grab yourself a praise partner and say, we can handle it. We can handle it. We got this. We got God on us. him. Praise him. Somebody praise him. He's looking for full-time worshipers. Come on. He's looking for people that know how to worship in spite of your tears. Worship in spite of your trial. Worship in spite of your tears. He's looking for people that know how to worship him. What I need right now is for some real radical folk. The sedated folk can stay in your seat. The dignified folk can stay in your seat. The one that ain't giving God no glory can stay in your seat. The one who got everything in a row and think you're all perfect, you can stay right there in your seat. But for those of us who need God to intervene, for those of us that need God to make a way, I want you to find somebody else that's just like you and give God your best praise. Your best praise. Your best dance. Your best shout. Your best. Your best. Your best.
Praise him. Praise him.
That's it.
Praise him.
Your best.
Praise him to you. I stand up on your feet and praise.
Good to you.
God has been so good to you. You ought to stand up on your feet.
Come on, somebody. Give him your best praise. Your best name.
Come on.
Your best name.
You ought to
praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Yeah.
Praise him.
Come on.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Yeah. If God has been so good to you.
If God has been so good to you. You ought to stand up on your feet and praise and magnify the Lord.
Yeah. Come on.
Jesus.